Welcome to Podcasts, recorded live at the Center for Spiritual Living in Portland, Oregon. We have many programs, classes, and workshops developed just for our online audience. To find out more, go to our website at cslportland.org and look under the Online tab. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its video podcast, you can donate online at cslportland.org/donate. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are on your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's wonderful to be back here. My name is Casey Wilson, and as has been alluded to already, I'm the executive director at Camp Cedar Ridge. And I just want to say how much I appreciate all the support that we get from Portland CSL for Camp Cedar Ridge. So thank you. It's wonderful and amazing. I spoke to LaRonda this morning and said, I think she has been the special musician every time I've been here. I think we're a team. I think every time it has been the same thing that has happened, which is the special music ends up supporting the talk in a way that I could not have imagined, and you'll see what I mean in just a second. But before I jump into that, I want to acknowledge that with me today, I have a fan club. My husband, Doc, has moved from the Big Island of Hawaii to join me here at Camp Cedar Ridge. So. He's also a practitioner, so I'm really excited about, of course, to have had him made that decision to come along for the ride. And then we also have Michelle Geyer, who's the director of business operations at Camp Cedar Ridge. She lives in California, so she works remotely most of the time, but we had some professional development this week, so she flew up for that, and so we're happy to have her joining as well. So the talk today, the theme that the Global Themes folks have chosen for this week is celebrating life. And when I talked to Laura Perkins about doing the talk this week, and I found out what the theme was supposed to be, I was just like, ah, I got that. I'm a camp director, right? So that's a lot of what we do, is provide a vessel for people to connect and ground and celebrate life and remember what's important about life. And a lot of times that we're doing that for groups who don't even know that's what we're doing, right? But that's what's happening. And our motto at Camp Cedar Ridge is discover the good. So, you know, I'm sort of swimming all the time in that sea of reminding people to remember and connect with that sacredness of life. We're running an after-school program also called Vernonia Village, and the theme of that is yes to life, right? So right, all of these things are very much in my lane. And so I was kind of like, easy peasy, no problem, 20 minutes on celebrating life, I got this, right? But then the week, but wait, there's more, yes. So the week that I am preparing this talk, I find that more than 40 college campuses around the US and Canada are engulfed in protest. My own alma mater, USC, there's been 90 arrests, and the main graduation ceremony has been canceled, which is something that I feel deeply personally because I participated in that when it was my turn. Right? So it's difficult to do the sort of light and fluffy celebrate life talk that I had in mind a couple of weeks ago in light of hearing the cries of our youth, and they're being willing to risk so much in the short and the long term for something that they care so deeply about. which is the value and dignity of human life. In CSL, we talk a lot about our own personal journeys and how we navigate that, but we also acknowledge that we're operating in a greater context, something in our classes that we sometimes call race consciousness. And so I want to read to you the CSL's Spiritually Motivated and Social Engagement Committee's statement on what it is to know peace in the midst of war. Given the current level of escalation in Israel and Palestine, we bring our awareness and love to all of those who are touched by this crisis and all who suffer. The loss of life is devastating, and we decry violence in all forms. To quote the Patriarchs of Jerusalem, we unequivocally condemn all acts that target civilians, regardless of their nationality, ethnicity, or faith. Further, the Patriarch said, we implore political leaders and authorities to engage in sincere dialogue, seeking lasting solutions that promote justice, peace, and reconciliation for the people of this land who have endured the burdens of conflict for far too long. We too pray for a cessation of violence and for the rights of both Israelis and Palestinians to live free from fear, violence, and war. As we explore the power of the paradox of CSL's global theme, we're aware that war and peace form the biggest paradox of all. How do we continue to know peace in the midst of war? We cannot move towards a more peaceful world until we address the underlying causes of violence, inequity, injustice, colonialisms, and oppressions of all forms. Our founder, Ernest Holmes, declared, the promise that comes from practicing a conscious sense of union with the divine is a deep, abiding peace, even in the midst of personal or planetary challenges. We can create a spiritual chain reaction which can bring peace in the midst of chaos. We can unite in focusing the energy of love to bring peace to Israel and Palestine, to the Ukraine, and to all areas of the planet where there is no peace through the creation of a spiritual chain reaction. Allow the energies of peace, love, and harmony to rise up and become strong. Peace begins at the center of our own being, where instead of moving to fear, anger, or anxiety, we focus on the greater powers of love, peace, and harmony. We hold a space for peace to be realized. We convene peace vigils, prayer calls, and read sacred texts while we engage in sacred activism. We band together to remind each other that there is an infinite and divine creative force of life that is wholeness and truth. We stay in constant prayer without ceasing to remember what we know, rekindle our sometimes dwindling faith, and continue to seek the light amidst the dark abyss. However, it is not enough to simply pray. We must also act. Get involved with local agencies, provide relief to refugees, donate to reputable agencies working in areas of the world where there is strife. We offer this prayer of comfort and truth as a collective show of peace and faith in the divine presence of love right in the midst of war. There is a power for good in the universe, and it is moving in and through me this day to bring peace, harmony, and good to all. The divine is everywhere present, especially and including in all spaces of war, conflict, and violence. We bless all who are impacted by conflict of any kind. We lift up peace in the midst of war. We pray for healing and comfort where it is needed right now. In gratitude, we declare this truth collectively, and so it is. That is on the CSL website. It's been up there since October, but I thought this was a good time for us to take a look at it and hear what we as a movement are saying about what is happening right now. You may have seen several years ago, it's been 5 or 6 years already, there is a Jewish reggae artist, Matzenyahu, who has a song called One Day. And it's a song about peace. I'm going to read a little bit of it in a minute. But he went to the Middle East, and he taught that song to both Arabs and Israelis, and they sang it in English and Arabic and Hebrew, calling in peace. And I encourage you to go on YouTube and Google that, because it is, I think for me, the most wonderful moment of it is that after all of these folks, it's hundreds of people singing this song of peace, a prayer for peace. As soon as they are done singing, everyone in the audience starts to cheer. And that cheer is such a call of hope to me when I hear it. So the words of that, some of the words of that song are, sometimes I lay under the moon and I thank God I'm breathing. Then I pray, don't take me soon because I'm here for a reason. Sometimes in my tears I drown, but I never let it get me down. So when negativity surrounds, I know someday it'll all turn around, because all my life I've been waiting for, I've been praying for people to say, we don't want to fight no more, there'll be no more wars, and our children will play one day, one day. So in order to speak about celebrating life without minimizing suffering, we can see the contrast that the heights magnifies value and beauty, importance and sacredness. In A Course in Miracles, it says, you will begin to see reality when you see the little edges of light around familiar objects that you see now, when you recognize the sacredness of every present moment. One of the best movies that I've ever seen that had me crying big, ugly tears was the Italian movie Life is Beautiful from 1997. It won the Oscar for Best Foreign Film, and Roberto Benigni was the first foreign actor actor in a foreign film to ever win Best Actor, which shows the universal appeal. The plot is that the father tells elaborate stories and plays imaginary games and uses humor to help his son get through the atrocities that they were experiencing in World War II. And it shows how we can find the beauty in life and discover good in truly any circumstance. But that is not to say that we should settle for inhumanity, oppression, or atrocities. But it is to say that life is full of beauty and possibilities, and the opportunity exists for love, compassion, and kindness to shine in any moment. Ernest Holmes said, spirituality is natural goodness. God is not a person, God is a presence personified in us. Spirituality is not a thing. It is the atmosphere of God's presence, goodness, truth, and beauty. That is the atmosphere that we swim in. We can always reach for the high ideal of loving kindness. Ernest Holmes also said, love is within us. It cannot be destroyed, but it can be ignored. To the extent that we abandon love, we will feel that it has abandoned us. Denying love is our only problem, and embracing it is the only answer. Through the power of love, we can let go of past history and begin again. Love heals, forgives, and makes whole. So when we are grieving with those who grieve and we have compassion for those who suffer, it is life-affirming. It is an acknowledgement of the value and importance of life. Going back to the song lyrics, sometimes I lay under the moon and I thank God that I'm breathing. And then I pray, don't take me too soon because I'm here for a reason. You can hear the yearning and the call for the idea of yes to life in those lyrics. So we know that thoughts are things, And when we state out loud and we connect with spirit and we raise our own vibration and the vibration of all. So I'm going to ask and invite you to stand up while we pray together. So at camp, when we sing songs, we want people to respond, we say, "This is a repeat after me song." And everybody says, "This is a repeat after me song," right? But today I'm going to say, "This is a repeat after me prayer."
This is a repeat after me prayer.
Great. May I be filled with loving kindness.
May I be filled with loving kindness.
May I feel connected and calm.
May I feel connected and calm.
May I know peace.
May I know peace.
May I know the natural joy of being alive.
May I know the natural joy of being alive.
May people impacted by violence know loving kindness.
May people impacted by violence know loving kindness.
May people impacted by violence feel connected and calm.
May people impacted by violence feel connected and calm.
May people impacted by violence know peace.
May people impacted by violence know peace.
May people impacted by violence know the natural joy of being alive.
May people impacted by violence know the natural joy of being alive.
May all beings be filled with loving kindness.
May all beings be filled with loving kindness.
May all beings feel connected and calm.
May all beings feel connected and calm.
May all beings know peace.
May all beings know peace.
May all beings know the natural joy of being alive.
May all beings know the natural joy.
Thank you. You may be seated. So you heard in the introductions, the announcements, that next Saturday we are celebrating World Labyrinth Day at Camp Cedar Ridge. And that is something that goes on at hundreds of locations around the world. And it is a call for a kind of collected mindfulness. And so I would like to invite us to use the collective energy of that day and that practice to reflect and walk in a consciousness of peace, healing, and reconciliation. Whether you're going to attend an event, if you're going to come to camp, if you're going to attend an event in Portland, whether you can attend any event in person or not, whether you just sit and take some time next Saturday when so many people will be engaged in this activity. Let us walk, pray, vibrate, and focus on that healing and loving energy and showing our solidarity with all as we value and celebrate life. I am going to end with a prayer by Ernest Holmes, which was written, he wrote in 1955. It's part of a longer thing that he wrote about war and violence. And I'm just going to read the last paragraph. Let us, you and me, pray for peace, and let us make our hearts fit to accept it when it comes. Let us make our intellect and our soul and our will and our feeling ready to receive it and embrace it even before it comes. Let us, in the stillness of our own soul, go back to that ineffable presence which is peace and proclaim it even in the midst of confusion. That peace which is the power at the heart of God. And so it is. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If you happen to be in the Portland, Oregon area, we'd love to have you visit in person. The Portland Center for Spiritual Living is located at 6211 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Our inspirational service is at 11 a.m. every Sunday. We also have many programs, classes, and workshops developed just for our online audience. To find out more, go to our website at cslportland.org and look under the online tab. We have a variety of content dedicated specifically for our podcast listeners. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its podcasts, you can donate online at cslportland.org/donate. Our website is also the place to learn more about what's going on at the center or to contact us. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are in your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living.